not so rare to be thinking about the controversy that Joe Wilson created in his scream out at President Obama's address to Congress more than a week ago. Coming up, we're going to talk about the implications of that. And on the line with us now is a caller who, in the middle of our debate about what does this mean, is Joe Wilson a racist, and is there a racial connection to the entire Joe Wilson controversy, this caller called in and said this.
My name is Sarah. I'm calling from Massachusetts. I think the Joe Wilson issue is not going away because he continues to show zero humility and has turned this into a massive fundraising campaign. I'm an unlucky recipient of many of his and his wife's emails looking for money to capitalize on what he said.
Massive fundraising campaign? Wait a minute. Sarah Rolnick, who was the voice on that caller that came in earlier this week, is now on the line with us in Worcester, Massachusetts. Sarah, good morning.
Good morning.
Why would you say this, what seems to be a bit of a fiasco for Joe Wilson, has turned into a fundraising campaign?
Well, because immediately they started sending out emails to what they thought was their base to raise money, and it's been extremely effective.
How did you get on the list? You're a critic.
Well, it's pretty funny. I sent a pretty strongly worded email to him the night after the speech of the president, and of course his government site had crashed, so I sent it to his reelection site. And, you know, it was not a very friendly email at all, but right after that, then I started getting all of these emails from him and his wife and his campaign workers.
Well, that'll learn you, Sarah.
That'll
teach you. Yes, indeed. Well, thanks for giving us that insight into the other implications of the Joe Wilson "you lie" statement in Congress, that he's actually trying to raise money on it. Sarah, thanks so much for joining us.
You bet.
You can also weigh in on anything, Joe Wilson or otherwise, at 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake at thetakeaway.org.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.